It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoy.
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I will fall free.
All right, thank you very much, Kid Rock. It is Tuesday, July 26, 2022, and I just remembered what kind of music Cameron Moses likes.
I was wondering if you were going to ask me. You do every time.
Tom Petty.
So I've been thinking about it. Yeah, always Tom Petty. It's my first favorite.
Right, right. Is there a second favorite?
You know, I was going to tell you today, if you're going to ask me for a song, my wife always gives me a hard time about this. She kids me, but I'm a big Alanis Morissette fan.
So am I.
Huge Alanis Morissette fan, so I was going to ask you to play.
Have you seen
Jagged Little Pill or something?
Well, yeah. Right. Have you seen the documentary on her?
I haven't. No, I haven't even heard about it.
It's Showtime, I think.
Okay.
Or Cinemax.
Gotcha.
I think it might be on HBO Max. But yeah, it's called Jagged.
Yeah.
And yeah, Taylor Hawkins played with her, the drummer who just died from the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
I'll check it out.
It's I'm getting charged up just thinking about it. She was like a Debbie Gibson.
Yeah.
Up in Canada. Yeah. When she broke through, she won like Canada's Got Talent, one of those big national competitions, and
wow.
And yeah, she moved to L.A. with no experience, and
I just thought she was super talented and really kind of sang from the heart.
Love, yeah, love. You should see her now. It's quite a story. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Tuesday, July 26, 2022. It's one of the best music documentaries I've seen in a long time. So, and I watch a lot of them. Mayor Cal Sheehy's here as well.
Good
welcome,
morning,
sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And it's only going to be a half hour today, which is like one topic for you, right?
You know, you're a good leader, Paul. You bring up the conversations, and we share the information.
I'm a good leader. Holy cow. Coming from you, that means a lot. So second half of the show, we'll have one of the candidates for city council, Mark Curry, is due into the studio, and we'll grill Mark, right?
Grill Mark, is that what we call it?
We'll grill him like we grilled you when you were a candidate.
Okay, Sorry, I'm in the restaurant business. I hear grill Mark.
Right. Are you happy, Cameron, that you don't have to run this election cycle?
You know, it's kind of nice just sitting back, watching everybody squirm a little bit.
No, funny. It's
been fun. You know, when I ran, it was very cordial and very nice. I feel bad for some of the candidates that are going through because it's gotten a little ugly. But all in all, we're going to end up with the best candidates for Le Cavasu. So
yeah, it has gotten ugly, and that's really unfortunate. But at the time that I went on to that particular group and glanced at what was happening, most of it had been taken down. So what good is that if you're going to take down, you know, arguments, replies, discussions, that sort of thing? Then it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there was
some
censorship
point?
That just didn't make sense.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It just doesn't make sense when you don't hear both sides of the argument. So congratulations, whoever the administrator is of that group. Nobody knows what you're talking about now. So there you go. All right, let's talk about the city council meeting tonight. What are you mentioned before the show, it's a little bit of a slow meeting agenda, but there are some interesting items on there, including something about a pickleball court.
Yeah, that's probably the most exciting. I mean, we do have seven public hearings this evening at our meeting. It'll be at 6 p.m. at the council chambers at City Hall, right next to the police department. But we have actually two items regarding pickleball. We had a very, very generous anonymous donor several months ago donated $250,000 to create four more pickleball courts out at Dick Sant Park. By the time we were able to go to bid and get a contractor and all of those, the price increased. And so this anonymous donor is willing to meet the additional increase. So we'll accept a donation of nearly $150,000 more to bring the total project to just under $400,000. And then after we accept that donation, the next item for our public hearing will be to award the bid to build those with no city funds at all. This is all private dollars from, again, a generous anonymous donor here in our community that obviously has a great love for pickleball and, yeah, and a great love for community, because that's what pickleball does, is it brings together folks and helps increase our park amenities, and, again, at no cost to taxpayers.
I know somebody in Bullhead who is super, super serious about his pickleball, just as serious as he is about playing pool, and he plays tournament pool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very.
Yeah, it gets real competitive out there, and I think it's awesome. You know, I almost feel like we're going to end up being the mecca for pickleball in Southwest United States down here. But it's really cool and super appreciative of the donor who wants to take care of his community. I respect that a lot.
You may have some competition with Bullhead and Kingman, by the way. So
is it getting big up there?
Oh,
too?
My goodness, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It seems to be all over the country that people are really taking to this sport. And it's a sport for folks of all ages. And they are very passionate. Every time that I've been up to with the pickleball courts, it's a passionate game that's happening on those courts.
I have to admit, I have never seen a pickleball match. I don't know what it's about. You know, I mean, I don't know the rules. I don't know. I know it's a little bit like tennis, or played on a more of a miniature scale, right?
Yeah, it's a smaller court than tennis.
Much smaller, yeah.
Yes.
And I think you play doubles on each side too, right?
Every time I've played with the group, I'm not a professional by any means, but they have to teach me all of the rules again every time I go out there, but it's always been doubles.
Yeah.
Right. Which park is that scheduled for?
Dick Sant Park.
Or it's not scheduled yet, is it?
If there's already courts out there, this would be four additional courts. So if these items are successful this evening, which I would anticipate them to pass, because, again, it's no general fund money. It's all donated dollars by an enthusiast. Then they'll start that construction to add those four more courts out there at Dick Sant Park.
Is that on the consent agenda or the regular?
It's a regular. Yeah, it's a public hearing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So you guys will get to discuss it. Is there a city match required?
Not at all.
Nope.
Yeah, this is just one enthusiast that really wanted to give back to his community or her community, and they wrote a check and for the full cost of the design, the development, and the build.
Right. What else is on the agenda tonight that's notable?
Well, I'm always excited when I see this. I don't know about you, Cal, but there's two liquor licenses on there. And to me, that's always a good indicator of growth and businesses coming to town, people feeling, you know, the need to start a new business. And so we have two liquor licenses on there that we'll be recommending that the state approve. Recommending or not that the state approved.
Yeah.
So
I hadn't thought about that.
It's a good indicator. I always kind of look at it. I like to see them come in, and kind of means we're moving. Things are moving and shaking, and city's doing good.
Well, we've done well pretty much throughout the pandemic after the initial shutdowns or lockdowns, if you will. We did pretty well from June 2020 on, I would say. What do you think, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, no, we've really fared very, very well. You know, we took a very common sense approach of you know, provide information, provide resources, and then allow our citizens to make the decisions that best meet the needs of their family. And that was kind of the strategy that we followed throughout the pandemic. Because of that, from an economic development standpoint, we prospered. Our citizens were able to do what made sense for them and their family, all the while we were able to still be able to provide the resources that families needed throughout that process. But it's been very strong and created a renewed sense of interest in Lake Havasu City, both from residents that wanted to relocate to our area, as well as visitors, as well as businesses that maybe were looking for a new location to go to and found Lake Havasu City to be an attractive place to relocate their business.
I gotcha. Again, we're talking to Mayor Cal Sheehy of Lake Havasu City and Councilmember Cameron Moses. If you have a question, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And I don't know if there's any indicators for this, or if you know personally, or you've heard through the grapevine, maybe from visitors at your resort, at the London Bridge Resort. But the lower levels at Lake Mead, some people have suggested that those boaters now are coming south to Havasu or Lake Mojave. Have you heard the similar, you know, rumblings?
You know, I have heard people mention that, that they've identified some of the lower lake levels along the system as a detractor, and then obviously makes Lake Havasu more attractive. I don't have any data that would support that, but I've heard it on some of the chat boards and some of the forums, and certainly from folks throughout our community. I don't know, Councilor Moses, if you've heard anything.
Are you seeing folks in the restaurant maybe from Vegas?
I mean, I like... Just like Cal, I don't think I have any data to support it. It does kind of make the most, it's the simplest answer, and it kind of seems like it makes sense, right? But I think overall, I mean, just more people moved to Havasu. More people are coming from Southern California because it was locked up over there. Mm-hmm. I think Havasu's just growing, and we've created a happy, healthy environment that attracts people.
So we had Leo Biasucci on the show yesterday, and we had talked about the study that was approved for the second bridge. Don't know if it's going to be called the Freedom Bridge yet, but what are your thoughts on that? How's the process going?
Good. So we're very grateful to Representative Biasucci for running that legislation, and what that will do is it'll provide the money of it from the general fund of the state of Arizona to do a study to determine, one, is the bridge necessary, and two, how we go about making that all work together. So the city has already been proactive and secured the land on the island side, and we have right-of-ways on the mainland side. We do need to find some connectivity from Highway 95 to that mainland side entry point, if you will. And so going through all of those different things, that's what the study will do, and then it also will have monies available to do the construction documents. So actually we'll have all that wrapped up, and then we just would need to find financing, or there has been discussions and iterations over the years of a toll bridge or just a regular bridge, debt financing. You know, what is it that is going to make sense for all these different components that would make a bridge? Right now, the only other bridge we can really take a look at that would make sense or similar to what we have going is that bridge that they're doing up in the Bullhead City area by the Anderson Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Clark County is the lead on that, but they're talking over $50 million for that small stretch of bridge across that area.
I think that would be a much longer span, though, than what we are looking at. Not sure, but I know that's a pretty long span that they're doing there.
Yes, and you know ours is going to be fairly large as well, going from the state park over to the Crazy Horse area.
Because it has to bridge more than just the channel. It has to bridge, you know, certain amount of land.
Yeah, sure, so, absolutely.
It's a lot of money.
Yes,
and
it is.
And we got to make sure that we're not spending that without need.
Is there a particular time of year where that study would make more sense? Where, I guess what I'm asking is, when is the busiest time of year for the London Bridge?
Sure. Yeah. When they do those types of studies, they do a variety of different periods where they're running traffic counts, but that's only one small component of what the entire study would do. Again, it also, at the end of the day, would do construction documents for the second bridge if that is the direction that the study would direct it. So they would take it and do different traffic counts at various times, not only times of a day, but also days of the week. And then, of course, seasonality will be built into that as well.
Interesting. How do you think the city, as far as budgeting goes, is that going to be a future budget item then to help build that bridge?
Well, I would be hopeful.
I know it's hard to say, you don't have a crystal ball and that sort of thing, but what kind of match would you think would come from Lake Havasu City, and what do you think the state of Arizona would require?
Well, right now there's no match for this component of it. So
right.
If we could get Representative Biasucci and his team members down at the legislature to fund it, that'd be the most ideal for all of us and local taxpayers. As far as local matches, we've already secured the land. We've also secured some of the initial work on that, so hopefully we can use those dollars towards a share, mm-hmm. If that's even on the table. I mean, so this is just all assumptions that we don't even know if that's options.
Well,
so.
And the big expense for Bullhead City and the Nevada side was the roadway getting to that bridge.
Right.
We already have that part. As far as I know, right, London Bridge Road is already, wouldn't that be the lead up to that bridge?
Well, because it'd be coming from the state park, there's been discussion that it would come from Highway 95.
Oh.
Because if you were carrying a boat or something, you would have to turn, you know, right or left onto London Bridge Road, make that really awkward S curve.
It's very congested down
yes,
there.
Yes, and then make another left or right up over, to the bridge. So it wouldn't be the most ideal, ingress or egress, and it might cause more traffic issues than it purports to solve by relocating the traffic. So lots of components that would be involved in that discussion.
I can see why it needs a study now.
Yes.
And things have changed a little bit over, 10, 15 years since the last one.
Yes, it's complicated.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so for Mrs. Moses, we've got the request filled for... This was my daughter's favorite Alanis Morissette
song. Was it? Okay.
Song. Yeah, it's... what is it? You've already won me over. Hand over feet.
Hand over feet. Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. Little Alanis Morissette for the Moses family. All right. Back with more in a moment. We have Cameron Moses, of course, city council member and Mayor Cal Sheehy. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Stay with us.
It's all your Your love is sick, and it swallowed me whole. You're so much braver. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you did to me.
So it's safe to say if we were a music station, we would be getting a lot of requests back in the day for that song.
Yeah.
From what I understand from music stations. All right. Thanks for the request, by the way.
Yeah.
Cameron Moses. Good stuff. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Horizon Community Bank, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, and by Patio Paradise. Don't forget, we stream live and our show archives are at KNTRtalk.com. And also on the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And I showed you this from the new skate party, right?
Yeah. I was looking at that. I was pretty excited. Everyone's always, you know, asking about skating rinks and stuff like that. So come out and support.
Alyssa's a big part of this, the creator of the Lake Havasu City app, Alyssa Zawisa. And this is, it's at Rotary Rink at Sarah Park. It's Saturday, August 13th. Free admission, all ages, music by DJ Freeman. It's called the 90s Neon Skate Party. And you can get more information as well as, I think all skates are friendly from what I understand. It's like inline or traditional, you know, it's friendly to all. So HavasuSkates.com is where you want to go. And it's August 13th, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. So bring one of those wet towels that you snap and wring out and hang over your head that are really cool because you might need it. It just depends, you know, like this weekend it's only supposed to get up to like 105. You know, by Saturday.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, between one. Yeah, but the humidity is going to be brutal this week.
Yeah, the weather's actually been really nice the last couple of days.
Very thankful.
So we kind of pulled one more topic out of the hat during the break, and that's the school supply drive that's going on now.
Yes. This year the city has partnered with other organizations. Traditionally, the Realtors Association has led this effort, and this year they had reached out to my office to see if we could do some sort of a cohesive approach. And so we have a partnership between the city, the Chamber of Commerce, the K-12 Foundation, of course, the Lake Havasu Association of Realtors, and others that are out there looking for donations for school supplies for students that attend our schools, as well as classrooms. So lots of great opportunities. The inaugural Support Our Schools Week is going to be August 1st through the 7th. There are drop-off locations for citizens that would like to drop off any school supplies to support this effort at the district offices for the school system, also the Lake Havasu City Hall, the Chamber of Commerce, Havasu Regional Medical Center. So lots of opportunities to get involved. You can learn more about it by going to the city's website or on Facebook. I'm sure you'll see some information about that as well if you are on one of those channels.
Right. We're going to have Monica Hall on the program, too, that week.
Perfect.
I believe it's that Tuesday or, no, that Thursday, the 4th. It's either the 2nd or the 4th of August. Monica Hall will be on. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit. So what kind of supplies are we looking for here?
You know, traditional stuff. So pencils, pencil boxes, spiral notebooks, paper. So very traditional school supply stuff is what they're looking for.
Interesting. You know, we used to do a lot of trick-or-treating when I was growing up. I don't know if the kids still do that here or if they just go to Fright Night, but there were people, houses in Vegas, instead of giving out candy, they would give out pencils or pens or school supplies or erasers.
Those were always bummers.
I know. Yeah, that's like holding open your bag and saying, I got a rock.
Yeah, exactly. It's Halloween. We want
exactly.
The candy.
How long is that going on for?
It's going to be the week of August 1st through the 7th. So it'll be just the first week of school. Well, actually, that's the week before school starts. Then school will start on Monday the 8th.
So this is one of those unusually abbreviated appearances for you, Mr. Mayor, and, of course, Cameron. Anything else you want to talk about before we go to break?
No, we appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about the city, and we look forward to seeing you next month.
Did your jaw hit the floor when the other city manager, Jerry Bracamani, sent you the email?
It did, yeah. She sent it over to me. She actually just texted me, too, right? She's like, don't forget, you only have a half hour. So that goes very quickly, as we learned this morning. So.
Right, right. Don't take it personal. It's just station policy with candidates.
I completely understand.
That's how it works. Everybody know about everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. What you're doing.
Yes. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Mayor Cal Sheehy and Councilmember Cameron Moses. Got to go out with some Tom Petty now.
Every time.
This always makes me think of the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Always. I think it's on the intro.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the introduction of credits. That's it, the intro credits.
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. We'll have Mark Curry, candidate for Lake Havasu City Council. Stay with us. We'll be right back. One of the best snare drum sounds in country music right there. I'm glad you picked Garth Brooks. Thanks, Mark.
I'm a fan.
I can tell. Absolutely. Mark Curry's our guest. He's a candidate for Lake Havasu City Council. And reminding you, Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Mojave Community College, Sun Power by Esme Electric, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lakewood team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and our newest sponsor, Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go to lesolson.com/Kingman. That's Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. The job you save may be your own. And we're talking to a business owner right here.
Boat local.
We got
the best.
I said that before.
We got one of the best lakes in the world for boating.
Golf local, boat local.
Fish local.
Oh, now you got a fish story for me, right?
You know what? Somebody told me, I was wondering what a good smallmouth was on this lake, and somebody said, I think the lake record's like 6.24, and I said, no, it's got to be bigger than that. They said, no. So I Googled it, because that's what we do when we're old. We Google things. And I caught a 5.74 smallie. And should have had it. Yeah, I put it back.
Right.
So our grandkids can catch it when it's 6.5 pounds.
So that's like a half pound away?
Half pound away.
That's amazing.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Can you share where you caught it?
Sure. It's because I'm a genius at bass fishing. It's sort of a thing. It's my thing, right?
All right.
We were fishing down by Bill Williams. We went back up in there, and it was nothing going on. And I told the fellow that I was with, I said, you know, we need to get back to Main Lake. Pulled out on a main point, and I said, you know, it looks like a crawdad should get eaten here. So I threw a crawdad color crankbait out, and that thing ate it. And I felt like I had a tarpon on. It was awesome. That was awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So. That is amazing. That surprises me that the record for smallmouth is that low this lake.
I didn't believe him when he told me that. I'm thinking up in Wisconsin, Minnesota, they catch monsters up there. But there's tournaments being won every weekend here with five smallmouth. So, I mean, this is a great lake for smallmouth fishing.
So you're busy with the business, of course, Just for Fun Power Sports.
Yep.
And got to get that plug in there, right?
Well, that's what people know me as.
And a proud KJJJ sponsor, of course.
Of course.
And you do that. You do the fishing. You're a busy guy. Why did you decide to run for Lake Havasu City Council?
For the last couple of years, I've had people come in, and I was hoping they were coming to buy a boat, and instead they crashed down in my office, and they said, why don't you consider running? And I put them off. I said, you know, we've got a good council. They're doing a good job for us and everything. I don't see any reason to do that right now. And it kept growing and growing. It was sort of like a roll. It just sort of got larger and larger and larger. And so without talking to my wife, which was probably a bad idea, I made the decision to throw my hat in the ring. Uh-huh. And been really, really excited and happy with the response I've gotten. The phone's been blowing up. People are coming in. They just want to visit, get my ideas on things. I'm passionate about what my wife and I do at Just for Fun Power Sports. Mm-hmm. And I'm passionate about this town. We've got one of the best places in the world to live. Maybe not in July and August. Okay, it's a good place to not be maybe because of the heat. But as a rule, we've got the best place in the world to live. And I see things changing a little bit. And a lot of it took place during the last couple of years. We saw a lot of changes. And in talking to the folks that live here, a lot of the perception is a lot of those changes are not good. So I wanted to be part of, the cure, I guess, is one way I would say it.
I got you. So when the petition process was going on, you were out there getting signatures. What were people saying to you as far as the top issues that were concerning them? Was it those changes, and what are those changes?
You know, it's funny. They always ask about what your platform is. I heard that. I go knock on some doors. I walk up the street. Well, what's your platform?
Yeah, like you're at the convention
Right? Yes. My response to that question was always the same. The platform for me is a moving target because I'm going to talk to you folks here at your house, and next door they're going to ask me what the platform is, and what's important to them is going to be different. I don't really have a platform. I think I would say I'm more of a generalist. I'm going to take on issues as they come up. Mm-hmm. Now, there are issues that are already up that I hear about a lot, which we'll probably have some time to talk about some of those today. Some of the things, the key things, and I guess when you're knocking on people's doors, they're going to ask you that the first thing that comes to their mind, okay? Water is always comes up. What are we going to do about the water issue? Well, I was taught by somebody who actually sat on the city council for 8 years and was vice mayor in the 80s, my mom, Mary Ann Curry.
Okay.
She said, when people would ask me questions, I would come back and say, well, what do you think we should do? Because if all the decisions are going to be made by me, then I'm not listening to what the folks have to say.
Good point.
You know, uh-huh. It's not a club. We represent them. They don't represent us. I'm not sure, and I've asked, Sonny Borelli and I had a little time together at the thing we did at the high school.
Okay. At the candidates forum.
Uh-huh. And the term he used, and I immediately quoted him when I was up on stage, is it's a talking point. It's something to talk about. Bob McCulloch, when he set this town up, he set it up for 90,000 people. I think a lot of it has to do with what's going on north of us, Lake Mead, Lake Powell. They're watching the water drop. Mm-hmm. I'm more concerned about the power grid. Because if they stop pumping electricity out of those dams, we're going to have lake water.
Right.
We're
at a Deadpool stage almost.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We launch our boats, it's either up or down 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
California's got to have water, so that pumping station is not going to shut down. I'm more concerned about the power grid and how that's going to affect Phoenix and Las Vegas, obviously, because that's where they're getting their power from. I'm not concerned about, now, one response that people tell me when I is.
Go ahead.
Oh, one thing that people tell me is, well, it doesn't matter to me because I'll be dead before that happens. That's not really a good response.
That's not a really good
That's
answer.
That's not a good answer.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about it. But I'm just not sure it's something that should be a primary concern right now.
Okay. You want to take a phone call?
Certainly.
You generated a phone call already.
Bam.
How about that? Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Okay. If you want to call back, give us a call, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. So owning a business in Lake Havasu City, and is this city, do you feel it's friendly to business, to do business in Lake Havasu City, to recruit a business and make small business even stronger in this town?
Yes, with one caveat, and that caveat is employees. Okay. My wife and I are blessed in that our customers love us. You know, our tagline is family owned and value priced. We are family owned. Customers come into our dealership and they feel like family.
Okay.
We make sure of it. And we're direct. I mean, we'll tell our family customers no if they have to be told no. But we don't want to tell them no. We're consumers just like they are.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there's a lot of room for growth in this town, especially as the population continues to grow. One of the meetings that I spoke to folks, they said, what do you think? And I told them we need grocery stores and restaurants. Because right now, if you want to have dinner on a Friday night and you want reservations at 6, the first available may be 8. We are growing. Workforce is part of the problem.
How do we fix that as an employer? Besides offering more money, obviously that's everybody's solution, but how do we fix it? Do employers go into the housing business as well to help their employees find housing? How does it work?
We bought a couple of RVs and had a couple of our employees staying in them. Now one employee actually left and went back and got married in the Midwest. Okay. And we sold that RV to a company who is a developer here in town.
Okay.
So he could use it for some of his employees. The other fellow lived in it until he could get settled into an apartment, and then we sold it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had other people tell me that. I've had builders say, no, I'm buying housing for my guys. I mean, that's a big deal, is affordable housing. We talk about it. There's several parts to it. Obviously, the Airbnbs have consumed a whole bunch of that. Or forget the Airbnbs, because that's a business, and I'm a capitalist. I mean, the owners have figured out, hey, I can do better short-term renting this than signing an agreement for a full year.
Right.
So the prices have gone up. With fuel prices going up, the folks that used to live here can't afford to live in Bullhead City and Kingman. The commute eats into their money, eats into their income.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it all the time, I think apartments are the answer. If we can get places for the people to live, and you've got a passion. We had a little family reunion, and my nephew came up to me while I was grilling burgers and says, how do I decide what I want to do? My response was, what are you passionate about?
Right.
You don't want to go to work. You want to go where you want to be. And the result is he may be leaving because what he's passionate about doesn't really exist here. Not at an income that he can afford to stay. There was a misquote. And I'll talk about it. There's that gentleman that was bashing the current incumbents online.
Mm-hmm.
And he quoted Jim Dolan as saying something that I said, and I corrected him. Jim didn't say it, I did. But interestingly enough, what I said was also twisted. The comment I made is, everybody can't afford to live here, just like they can't afford to live in Big Bear or Lake Arrowhead or Lake Tahoe. But when those folks can't live here, who's going to work at the fast food restaurants? We went out to Walmart the other day and I just did a head count. The vast majority of the people that were checking folks out were retirees.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
Okay? They figured out their Social Security isn't getting it, especially if they sadly lost a spouse.
Right.
Now they get by on half of the money. I believe that an answer to getting business started is having people that can work there. You can't run a business unless you're going to. When we first opened our dealership, I was it. My dad and I were turning wrenches. I was working 7 days a week.
You're doing sales and service.
Sales, service, marketing. Wow. It was all being done. Yeah. Working with your station on cutting radio commercials. Uh-huh. I mean, KJJJ is what drove my train even while, before we even had the building. So.
It's good to know.
No, I tell everybody. If you advertise, that's the station to be on.
Right.
But it gets old. You will burn out if you, so you've got to grow and grow and grow. We got our building up. We've got a team now. Mm. We aren't paying. Everybody needs it. We're not paying our staff as much as they might be able to get somewhere else. I know it. They know it. But they'll never be sent home. We're not going to say, hey, look, I don't have any work for you. We'll paint the building before we'll send them home.
They're, great, great. Okay?
So I think part of it is how do we get the people to come here and build apartments? That's really the challenge that I think the council faces. And there's some great ideas out there. I'm not on the council yet, but I'm ready to share those ideas with the council and together put together a plan, formulate a plan so we can get people to come in here and build housing.
So, again, we're talking with Mark Curry. He is a candidate for Lake Havasu City Council. If you have a question, give us a call, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And I would say one of your biggest attributes is your passion for the race, for the council seat. What are the other positives that you would bring to the Lake Havasu City Council?
Well, I won't toot my own horn, but instead I'll respond by saying what the folks are telling me that are calling and just dropping in to say hi. They know that I am totally approachable, totally engageable. I will be a voice. If there's some decisions to be made around town, I'm going to go out and talk to the folks around that decision, get their feedback, and bring that information. I'm a big believer in, for the longest time, it seems, in our country, the majority has not ruled. We've made decisions based on the minority instead of the majority. So most people feel this way, but we're not going to do that. That's not going to be my style. It is a nonpartisan. So politics really have nothing to do with it. It's all about passion for the city. What do the folks want to see? Where do they want to see the city headed?
Okay.
That's really what it's about. There's so many things. Go ahead.
How would you, if you were to give yourself a grade on the city's budget process, what would you say?
Give me a grade?
Yeah, on how to approach and your knowledge of and that whole process that the city goes through. I mean, they spend a lot of time and a lot of meetings formulating a budget for the next fiscal year. What would you give yourself as far as a grade with the budget process?
Right now, I'd probably give myself, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give myself a 6.
Okay.
I pay attention, but I'm not in those meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The one thing I would want to bring is instead of just rubber stamping stuff because it seems like the thing to do, I think it would be wiser to go back and find out what's the end result. Is the money being spent? You know, they were talking about dropping the property tax by 2%. And I paid attention to that. It came up. If you might remember, they asked us at the Meet the Candidates event.
Yeah.
I just said no, put the mic down.
Right, okay. Right.
There was no real reason.
That was like a mic drop moment.
Well, except I didn't drop it. But I mean, there was no real reason to beat it up because the other candidates had hammered it pretty hard.
You want to take a phone call?
Sure.
All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I was just wondering, what is the number one thing that people have just addressed you about that concerns them in the city? And I'll listen on your, thank you.
All right, thank you. Good question.
Airbnbs. That's probably the thing I hear the most about. There's been some changes. Some laws were just passed that are going to help us a little bit. I hear about that. Every door I knocked on, every time I greet folks. And then after that, it would be workforce housing. Those are the two biggies. The Airbnb thing, you know, they wanted to control it locally, and our current governor TD'd the whole deal. I'm not sure how that came down. It is a problem, though. We have one behind our house. I've done a little homework and discovered that if it's a legitimate Airbnb and you've got issues with it, you can go to their website and file a complaint.
Right.
If that happens enough, they get a mean letter saying, hey, straighten up your act, or you're not going to be part of the program anymore.
I got you.
When I brought that up to folks that have brought, they didn't realize that you could actually go to the website. And again, the workforce housing thing is, it's got to be a concern for everybody. We all have kids that are getting out of high school. If we want them to stay here and leave our home, okay? Mm-hmm. Or grandkids in our case, not I don't have any more kids at home. the biggest thing is probably Airbnbs. That comes up all the time.
It seems like the courthouse project, the new is very passionate for a lot of people, and that second floor addition of the council chambers that's proposed. How do you feel about all that, that project?
Well, in listening to what I've gathered, we're on a month-to-month right now.
And with the county.
With the county location. Right. We bought the building, so that commitment was made. The plans were approved for the lower level, and just recently they were approved for the upper level. I guess the thing I don't quite understand is the plans were approved for the lower level quite a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we doing anything? That drives me crazy. Why don't I hear hammers? The prices go up. If we had started this when it was approved, we could have done a little bit cheaper than we are now.
Which is what, $5.2 million?
All in. Right.
Total,
yes.
Right.
Some people would like to start from ground zero. They'd like to sell that property off. I was happy to watch the council say, no, we're committed to that building.
It makes sense being on the campus of the city hall and all the city buildings there.
You mean building a new facility?
No.
Being where it is
taking
right now.
Taking the old, it's an old Havasu Fitness facility, right?
Right by the firehouse, yeah. Uh-huh. No, I would love to go in there. My wife and I were driving by the other day, and I said, you know, one of the first things I'd like to do is go get a tour of that facility. I'm assuming, and I don't know this, and you shouldn't assume, I'm hoping that the current council actually did that. They went in, so they're not just basing their opinions on paper, but instead they walk in and they get a walkthrough and say, hey, this is where the walls will be. This is where the first two chambers will be. The council location is going to be upstairs. Also would be used for a third courtroom. I fully support it, and I just wish we'd get something started. I think that the folks around town would like to see something going on.
What do you think of the city's efforts to spur tourism and business growth? The city being in the tourism business, the city being in the economic development business.
My opinion is that tourism's doing fine. the Shop Local program is awesome. Obviously, our industry, it doesn't affect us too much because we're a boat dealer. But the small salons, the clothing outlets and stuff like that, we need to support them. Somebody's going to have to show me where we have a tourism problem. That has never, it might be considered a talking point, but somebody's going to have to show me, here's why we're talking about it, because so far, go launch your boat. I mean, get a restaurant reservation, go check your grocery shelves out, try to find an Airbnb on a busy weekend.
I've heard people question a second bridge. How do you feel about that project?
Oh, it comes up a lot. From a safety standpoint, this is sort of like the second road up to the foothills. My understanding is...
That's a good point.
Yeah. It happened, it was approved, and then never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't understand why that happens. Okay, we're gonna do it, and then it never happens. I hope we never have, my wife and I talk about this a lot, I hope we never have something horrible happen out on that island, where we can't get folks on and off the island.
Right. So we have about a minute, maybe 90 seconds left with you, Mark. How would you like to close, you know, by telling people, why should people vote for Mark Curry for city council?
As I stated earlier, and I'm not, one of the things I'm poor at is tooting my own horn. My wife doesn't understand that because she says you're in sales and you never be quiet. But the folks in town need somebody on the city council that's a straight shooter. They need somebody that's going to inquire into decisions, not just make decisions at a two and a half hour meeting on a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Do the due diligence. Go out, meet the folks around the rezoned piece of property. You know, what's your opinion? Bring that information back. Be an individual thinker. That's what we really need on our council. We need six plus Cal. We need six separate identities that bring different stuff to the table, brains, and support each other. If it's a good idea, it's a good idea no matter who made it. Okay? There's no reason to be combative. It's like a business. I mean, we're a small business. Mm-hmm. We make a lot of decisions for our business, but we have meetings with our employees, and they wonder why they're there. Well, it's because they're part of the organization.
Well, in the council, you take a vote. Some may not agree. You know, others disagree, but you have to move on.
You have to move on.
After that vote. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Mark, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
And
I
want to remind the folks that the last day for early voting is this Friday, the 29th. And, of course, primary election day. That's going to be fun, right?
I'll be calling in.
Oh, okay. It's Tuesday, August 2nd. All right, back with more in a moment. We'll have a final shot on Speak Out. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie.
But I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control. The shame that always comes with getting burned. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough.
Just took a great call off the air. We talked about early voting that ends on Friday, the 29th, this Friday. And the person wanted to know, where do we vote? And don't go to your polling place, folks. You want to go to the Mojave County Library here in Lake Havasu City on McCulloch. The other is Bullhead City Voters. You want to go to the one on Hancock. And then in Kingman, it's the Catherine Heidenreich Center. That's where the early voting sites are in Mojave County. All right, don't forget the Diamondbacks. Take to the Diamond tonight, 6:40 p.m. against the San Francisco Giants. And then again tomorrow at 12:40 against the Giants at Chase Field. And KNTR Sports, 94.3, 100.5, 980 a.m. and KNTRSports.com. Welcome to the team. Speaking of this Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. is a blood drive brought to you by Vitalant and the Knights of Columbus. It's at the Columbian Hall, 186 London Bridge Road. You want to go to donors.vitalant.org for more information. On tomorrow's show, we'll have Secretary of State candidate Mark Fincham. He's also endorsed by President Donald Trump. So you'll want to catch that interview with Mark Fincham. Going to be good stuff. And speaking of good stuff, Sean Hannity, Karate Man, up next after news and a short break. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.